The talks broke down because the government delegation decided to interrupt the discussion. We were discussing the root causes of the conflict in South Sudan and the relationship between the Tumaini consensus and the RRCs, the agreement that they failed to implement. And while we were discussing, the government abruptly informed us that they were going out of the talks, that they were returning to Juba. And that's how the talks ended. And even when we tried to reach a joint declaration, they objected to a declaration. They also could not agree with us and the mediation on a joint communique.
Could it be the government walked out because you made certain demands to be represented in the current government?
We did not discuss anything about government formation or participation in government. We were discussing the root causes of the conflict in South Sudan and how to resolve those root causes to end the persistence of conflict in our country.
What do you see as the root causes of the conflict? Because if I'm not mistaken, these issues have been in the discussion for a while now.
Well, one of the major root causes is political and leadership crisis in the country, which is resulting from leadership failure and lack of vision, loss of vision that would have guided the country towards a state and nation building in South Sudan. Then there is a persistent power struggle.
Did the government say while they were walking out of the meeting, did they give you any reason?
Well, they said that they were going back to extend themselves into power. You remember sometime in September, they extended themselves in government, and by the 22nd, that extension is what they are focused on.
Do you think the meetings in Nairobi have any more purpose left? Because they have been going on for a while now.
Well, we have been negotiating for more than 10 months, so it's almost going to a year. We have actually made a lot of progress, agreed to Tumaini consensus agreement, which would have brought peace to the country. Unfortunately, the government reneged from this agreement, forcing us and the mediators to begin the talks from the beginning. And when we started to discuss those issues from the beginning, the government walked out.
What do you see as the hope now for South Sudan? Because we understand this country is supposed to be going to an election perhaps this year. What is the hope for the country?
The only way out left for the people of South Sudan is to intensify the struggle for sustainable peace and good governance in South Sudan.